He was at the press conference yesterday with Sonoma County elected leaders and members of police forces around Sonoma County. He is the president of the NAACP Sonoma County chapter. Reuben Scott is here. Good morning, Reuben.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy to have you with us this morning. And one of the things that I was impressed by and touched by in your words yesterday at the press conference was about the interaction that you had pretty much straight away with Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm.
During the COVID.
There we go.
Hello?
We got you now.
Hello, how you doing? I was pretty impressed. I believe throughout the COVID pandemic, we had a stay home order, shelter in place, through our own Black organizations. Due to the health crisis that we were dealing with, it was too crazy. So when the protesting started happening, and it was in the names of Black Lives Matter, we were trying to figure out how can we get ahead of this? How can we go ahead and help our community with anxiety, fears, and during that time, Tom actually reached out to a few leaders in the community and said, who can we talk to in order to make an impact to get to the right people this time? And my name was put in the hat, and he came forward right away in order to try to sit down to make change in our community with everyone that was willing to communicate with him in the correct way so we can move forward together.
Yeah, and what does the correct way look like to you, Reuben?
Well, the correct way means that you have to come with an understanding of what's going on right now, meaning the social climate. What's going on? What do we need? What's the direction we're trying to get to? And what's the goal we're trying to achieve together? That was equality. It seems as if it's something so small and so simple, need so much work, but equality. We were just trying to get to equality inside of Sonoma County for everyone.
And how do you do that? What was that, you know, sort of the end result, or I guess the beginning of that conversation between you and the NAACP here and also you and the mayor?
Well, me and the NAACP contacted all the local organizations and groups.
Yeah.
And we decided to go ahead and have a sit down. We asked them, is there any demands, concerns, or fears that you may have? Can you submit them to us? Can we sit down together and talk about them? So that way we're on a complete understanding. So when we draw a demand letter, it's all inclusive.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Native Americans. We're looking at the Hispanics in the area, the Asians, the lower demographic, you know, white people in the community. We're looking at the Blacks. So we're looking at the whole atmosphere and what can we do in order to impact an inclusive change for everyone in the community. And so that's what we looked at. And when we found that and we had it outlined as best as we could, we said we asked the BSU, Sonoma State, all of the predominantly Black organizations inside Sonoma County to do the same. Drop your demand. What is it that your students are looking for that you're missing that would make you equal, that would make you feel included inside your community and allow us to move forward working together? So they did that. Students came to the table. Seniors came to the table. Younger demographic, middle so we all came to the table with what we felt would have us be inclusive or drawn into the Sonoma County governing system and policies.
Yeah.
And how can we help them so they help all of us inside of the community.
Can you talk about what some of those demands were, Reuben?
Some of the demands were if we can have a platform that we can create resolutions once a month to go to the mayor regards to, you know, any kind of social incorrect inequalities or injustice we may see or feel and submit them to the mayor so we can take a look at them and try to change policies.
Yeah.
We also asked for a ban on any kind of chokeholds or one of those, what do they call them?
The carotid restraints.
Well,
sleeper holds, yeah.
Correct. Any type of mechanism that police are applying to citizens that is causing injury or causing death, we ask for them to be banned and outlawed from Sonoma County, or at least a temporary reprieve so we can see you know, the statistics on that and see if we need to actually utilize these things. We asked for a ban on militarized tactics and policies such as tear gas, rubber bullets, flashbangs in our community, because it has a harmful effect not only on the psyche of the younger demographic, but also on our seniors. It's having a huge health consequence, you know, and so we're trying to figure out what can we do in order to work together to have, of course, to implement some kind of parameters to keep us all safe, but to make sure that when our children aren't peacefully protesting, they're not harmed or their teeth, you know, yeah, knocked out, you know, just by a loose cannon, by somebody who is out there and is a little too amped up to control what's going on. And so, you know, we want to make sure that all the officers are being held accountable, that there's a system in place that we're hoping every 2 years they can go ahead and recredential their officers that have been through trauma, traumatic situations, high-risk situations, so we can see if there's burnout, so we can go ahead and get them help with that. I think this is a time to go ahead and have a transparency between the community and our governing system, so we can see what can we do to help them as well as what can they do to help us. So we're trying to open the door, have transparency, and then we're also asking for equity, financial equity. A lot of times there's financial resources going into the police and the sheriff's department that are allocated from other sources in the community that didn't spend their whole budget. And so we're asking for a portion of that be allocated to our communities so we can invest in our community and build it up in ways that we see fit, create resources that we know we need that we're unable to get because a lot of the grants and programs, they're selective processes that we have to try to apply for and criteria we have to fit. Sometimes we're unable to fit those criteria, but we have great ideas that will help develop and move our community. And so we have to have programs that's going to help each individual on every level that they stand. And so, we just went ahead and tried to compound some information and data so we can move forward the correct way and help our governing systems understand the problem and the need. And so that was pretty much that.
Did you get that commitment for a once a month sit down with local electeds to discuss these issues?
Yes. While we were talking, and we were trying to figure out how do we go forward from just this meeting. This is an initial sit down so we can breathe. So they can understand. They can hear us. We can breathe. We can give them their demands, and they can think about it. Well, they did more than think about it. So So moving forward, the mayor said, let's go ahead and do this and set up a date once a month. So that way we can go ahead.
Very good.
Work within our organizations. Go ahead and submit any kind of demands, frustration, anxiety to us so then we can meet once again as a board with the mayor and chief of police so we can show them what's going on in our cities and then we can try to identify the root problem so we can create resources and avenues to move forward together.
And that sounds like a positive progress, Ruben. Let me ask you this, and this is a tough question, I know. Certainly, we've heard the protests. We've seen the legislators get into the act, and we've seen some action already as a result of the death of George Floyd and the ensuing protests about it. And everybody, a lot of people are saying, this time is different, this time is different. Do you feel that way too, Ruben?
For a lot of people of color, we feel that this is our time. Well, young people of color, we feel this is our time. The reason why I feel that way is because in Sonoma County, like in California, we've been all-inclusive for a long time. I think a lot of us, when you try to say, well, what do you want? What do you need? We're like, we look around and we feel privileged. We feel entitled. So I feel like this time we have more allies that are on our side. We have more people more people of color or more people that's not of color,
yeah,
that's rallying behind us. But I think you have more people that's fed up, sick and tired of the injustices and don't see a difference that are white, that are Asian, that are Hispanic. We don't see a difference living here. So now it's time to push all the agendas forward so that we can go ahead and close that door and show the rest of the world that we are together in unison. Especially a lot of times in Sonoma County, you know. And so I think this will be different because you have so many people that are so fed up and it's like, look, this isn't us. This isn't going to be us, and we're not going backwards. So this will be different because we're trying to push forward, and we're tired of excuses. We don't want to hear, you know, any old slogans or any. What did Martin Luther King do? Well, today what we're going to do is march together in unison. And, you know, it's almost like even if things don't get fixed, our community and society is going to gel together so strong that we may not see it. And so I appreciate where this has brought us, the conversation. Will we see drastic policy change? Yes. We're seeing at a federal level that's trickling down right now as we speak. And that's one of the first times that we've seen that. So there's so many changes that we're seeing. So, yes, I do feel that
very
this
good.
Is different. Yes.
Be glad to hear you say it, Ruben, and more allies, certainly a better situation for all of us. Ruben, I'd like to continue this conversation between you and I for at least once a month as we move forward. You good with that?
I'm good with that. That sounds great.
All right. Very good. That is Ruben Scott. Thank you, Ruben. He is the president of the Sonoma County NAACP chapter. And yes, this is a conversation that has no end in sight.